scripture lesson for today comes from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. Again, that's Matthew 25, verses 1 through 13. This is the parable of the 10 bridesmaids. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout. "Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. So, growing up, I was a Cub Scout. I never quite made it to Boy Scout because I had all these other things to do, and I wasn't really the outdoorsy type, let's be honest. One thing I remember from that is, what's the Boy Scout motto? Be prepared, right? A good motto is a couple of words, right? Be prepared. And so, for Boy Scouts, you're prepared for everything, right? You've got your, you know how to read your compass. You've got a way to be able to start a fire with two sticks and a rock, right? You know which side of the trees the moss grows on, right? You know all these different things. Why? Because it's possible that you might be in a situation in which you need to start a fire, right? Now, myself, I'm prepared to start a fire as long as I have one of these, right? Otherwise, I'm in trouble, okay? Boy Scouts, the whole point of it, right, is to prepare you for all different kinds of scenarios. And not just being out in the woods, but being prepared to, you know, right, there's a God and country badge. You have to know what you believe and what you think, right? You have to be able to prepare to be able to speak on different topics. There's a lot of wisdom in that motto, right? Be prepared. Know what it is that you're looking to do. Know what might happen. And be prepared to address it when that thing happens. How many people wished they were Boy Scouts back in March when there was no toilet paper? Right? Not only that they would have prepared by having enough, but that they would have known alternate modes of taking care of business. Right? That's right. Which leaves are okay, and which leaves are not, right? All sorts of things that being prepared is helpful with. And so when we talk about this scripture, it's always been a little bit troubling to me, especially when I was a kid. I'm like, I was taught to share, right? And the wise bridesmaids say, "Nope, go get your own. We're going to run out of oil. I'm not going to run out of oil because you weren't prepared." This is, I saw someone called this the parable of healthy boundaries. The idea is, you don't have to hurt yourself because someone else was unprepared. Now, it's hardly a great message for church. So that's not what we're going to focus on this morning. What we are going to focus on, though, is being prepared, right? Having oil in your lamp. So we talk about in this scripture, it's really interesting because they're getting ready for a wedding banquet. And Jewish weddings were like a whole day affair. It wasn't the way we do them now. And so you'd have your bridesmaids and your groomsmen, and they would the groom made this big journey, usually from somewhere like his family's home, which may be in a whole other town, right, to the home of the bride. And so it was like a procession, and you would party, and you would celebrate the whole way. Now, what do you know about guys who are about to get married, and they're making their way to the wedding? Are they going fast, or are they stopping to party every chance they get? They're stopping to party, right? And that men haven't changed since 2,000 years ago. They're the same. They're not dragging their feet. They're excited. But that doesn't mean they're rushing, okay? And so they're headed to this party, and the job of the bridesmaids was to be ready for when the groomsmen arrived so that they could celebrate and throw a party, and it could be a big shindig. Everybody's ready. Well, this groomsman takes longer than he should, and the bridesmaids are bored, and they brought their lamps, and they fall asleep. Notice, who falls asleep? All of them. The wise bridesmaids and the foolish bridesmaids all fall asleep. Okay? So there's really no difference between the two other than the amount of oil that they brought with them. And so they all fall asleep. And the point, I think, of everybody falling asleep is to remind us that it's okay to be exhausted. Waiting, as Tom Petty said, is the hardest part. Right? I don't like to wait 5 minutes in a drive-thru. Right? How many of you get upset if the fries aren't ready when you just drive right up to the window? Amen. Right? And yet, waiting is a challenge. We all have had times in our lives where we've had to wait. Whether that's waiting for the right man or woman to come along. Right? Some of you have waited less time or more time. That's a tough thing to wait for. Waiting for the child that you've hoped to have, right? Waiting for healing from a sickness. Waiting to be reunited with a loved one who's passed away, right? Waiting is hard. And there are times when you just can't keep it up. I don't know about you, but I've hit that point several times during COVID quarantine. How about you? Where there are just days where you just say, okay, look, the pajamas aren't coming off. If I drink something today and eat something, I'm doing good. And it's tempting to label yourself as a failure when you've hit that time. But you're not. You're human. You see, waiting is exhausting. Waiting is more exhausting than working. Waiting is more exhausting than partying. Waiting is more exhausting than doing hard things, because waiting is just existing with that uncertainty. Imagine how bad it was. You know, we got frustrated with like a 4-day wait for presidential election results, right? Think about what it was like when those first elections happened, right? The reason we have that wait between November and January is because they had to ride the results in on horses, and it took months to get the results from all those different places. Imagine what it was like back then, right? Waiting is difficult. But you have to find ways to fill up your lamp. And I want to tell you, behind the scenes, the church is always prepared. Okay? Lamp oil underneath the pulpit and a ton of it, right? That's why you've got this one over here, right? There's the, woo! Pay attention, all right? There's the wise bridesmaids, and here's the foolish bridesmaids over here, right? And yet they were both filled at the same time, I guarantee you. Who does the candles? I don't even know. It's not me. But anyway, somebody fills up these candles, okay? One of them is burning high, one of them is burning low. There are all kinds of things that make a difference in how we show our light in the midst of waiting. And we have to decide, are we filling up our lamps? What are we filling up our lamps with, right? We can fill our lamps with... Whew, I'm still trying to recover from falling to my death. We can fill our lamps with stuff of the world, right? We can fill our lamps with all kinds of unhealthy coping mechanisms. Coping mechanisms that come in a bottle, whether pill form or alcohol form. We can fill our lamps with bitterness and recriminations. We can fill our lamps with trying to be a troll to someone with whom we disagree. We can fill our lamps with Netflix binges, right? All of those things don't last, though, right? The bottle is going to leave you with a headache and an upset stomach, right? The Netflix binge is going to leave you with a headache and a confusion of what you've been watching, right? Focusing your life on how you can get one over on that person that disagrees with you is ultimately going to leave you bitter and angry and frustrated, right? Waiting for that moment to throw in the perfect Twitter barb or the perfect Facebook insult, right? Feels really good in the moment, right? And then about a minute and a half later, you think, why did I do that, right? Did that really give me life? Did that fill up my lamp? Did that help me with my waiting? And the answer is, of course, no, right? All we've done is hurt somebody that we love. So, what is it that we can do to fill our lamps? Well, let's think about these bridesmaids. They all fall asleep. Some of them brought oil, some of them didn't. The problem here is not that they were out of oil. Being out of oil is fine, right? What do you think what was most important to the groom when he shows up? I'm sorry, I just couldn't hear. I think the most important thing for the groomsmen was that the people were there, right? The presence of the bridesmaids, right? Do you think he cared whether they had their lamps on or not? No. He wants them. But they're so focused on appearances. They have to look right. They have to look like they were well prepared, whether they were or not. They have to look like their lamps are full. They have to look like they haven't been sitting around the house eating Cheetos for lunch. They have to look like they haven't lived their lives with professional tops on and bike shorts while they're on Zoom, right? They have to look like they've really got everything all together. And because they have to look like they've got everything all together, they miss the party. How often do we try to act like we've got everything together when we don't? Isn't that kind of our default setting? How many times does somebody greet you with this? Hey, good morning. How you doing? Have you ever answered honestly? Occasionally. What do you usually answer? I'm fine. I'm good. Great. Are you usually fine or good or great? No. Now, you might be great one time, and you want to tell them about it, right? Do they want to hear about it? No. When we say, how are you doing, we just mean, hey. Because when you tell them, they say, hey, how you doing? Well, actually, it took me all the strength that I had to get out of bed and get dressed this morning. They're going to look at you like you've grown four eyes. They say, I didn't ask you to tell me that. Yes, you did, right? But we don't do that. What we do is we get our clothes on and we act like we don't fall down the steps, okay? We act like we've got it together, right? We have to put on airs and make it look like we've got everything together when we don't, because nobody does, right? None of us were designed for the world we're living in right now, right? During Sunday school this morning, they talked about the challenges our teachers are facing, right? They didn't learn how to teach kids that they can't touch, right? They didn't learn how to gather and create community when you can't gather them. Your pastors didn't learn how to be YouTube stars, right? If we were YouTube stars, we wouldn't be in front of the church, right? We're not cool or we wouldn't be preachers. None of us were designed or ready for the world in which we live. And so there's going to be times where we are like those bridesmaids and we fall asleep, because you've got to recharge. If your lamp goes out, your lamp goes out. You can relight it. That's one of the wonderful things about worship, right? I don't know about you, but when I hear the hymns, when I get to hear someone proclaim the word, or when I get to proclaim the word, when I get to gather together with you and pour over God's word, I feel recharged. I feel like my lamp gets relit. I think that's important. And when we act like we don't need to be recharged is when we act like we've got it all together and we don't need Christ. And we all know we do, right? We all know that it doesn't matter if you have a little bitty flask of oil or if you've got this big economy-sized Costco jar of oil, right? That we all can't keep ourselves going alone. Let's not worry about looking perfect, whether that's our, right? Some of you ladies, I've talked to some of the ladies at school, and they talk about how, hey, I don't have to worry about makeup anymore because I got a mask on all the time, right? What if we didn't worry about looking the right way, seeming the right way, and what if we worried about being there for the party? I don't care if I'm beat up, knocked down, in my pajamas, hair messed up, bleary-eyed, but I'm in the party. I'm in the party, right? And when we're in Matthew 25, we're talking about the kingdom of God, Christ's coming kingdom. We can get so wrapped up in the things of this world, in looking right and doing right and dressing right and being on the right side of this, that, and the other, that we can miss when Christ is present among us. The last thing I want for any of us is to be so focused on us that we miss Jesus. So I'm going to take a different tack on this. If your lamp burns out, that's okay. Don't run off and make sure everybody can see that your lamp is burning. Stay beside somebody whose lamp is burning. Because there's going to come a time when their lamp burns out and yours is burning strong. Amen. That is the benefit of community. That's why we cannot, as Christians, live and as it's just me and Jesus. It's us and Jesus. Because there's going to be a time where I'm going to fall over, like I very nearly demonstrated to you this morning, and y'all are going to have to pick me up. And there's a time when you're going to fall over, and you're going to need your neighbor to pick you up. That's the strength of being brothers and sisters in Christ. And we look forward to the day when that party comes, when we're ready to join in and to celebrate. But we can't be so focused on what other people think. Only in being there when Christ comes. So, listen. Be ready. Don't focus so much on you. Focus on Christ. Be ready and prepared. Not just to make sure that your lamp is full, but ready to party. Amen? Amen. Our closing hymn.